This is Adamu from Nigeria Freedom Radio. The issue about the abolishment of government as an institution of violence, it's really a tough one. But the principle is clear that whoever uses violence to achieve things is not going to take them very far. So there's no argument about that. Violence doesn't work. Now, I know a friend of mine who was really furious with me just because I say I don't support government. He said, well, if we abolish government today, people are going to kill themselves. I think he's probably right. I think in Africa right now, if government is gone, well, some other kind of government will form. Tribal, probably, most probably. People are going to line up behind tribal or religious stuff and start killing each other. That's for sure. Just like we do now, even in government. It still doesn't stop us. In Nigeria, people are killing themselves almost daily. Christians, Muslim violence crisis, tribal crisis, all going on in Nigeria. So, I don't know which one is going to be worse. They're all worse. A life taken is a life more than enough. So what am I saying is, yeah, if governments are dismantled today in Africa, yeah, people are going to go out and rally behind tribal differences, cultural differences, and go and start fighting one another. I truly believe that. Not believe that. Because that is what the philosophy of Africans and most of the world is. Group thinking. The social group being more important than the individual. So for example, it's very common practice in Africa to not marry other tribes. Really, parents would do anything not to marry their children outside of their tribe, because the tribal connection there are more important than what the child actually, than who the child actually loves. I have seen many, way too many than I should, where particularly women who are opposed by their family to marry outside their tribe. So group thinking or collectivism is really strong. People, that group thinking is more important than individual preferences. That is kind of how it works in Africa. Before I realized all this, when you ask me who I am, I will tell you my tribe. I will tell you my tribe probably first, or maybe second after my name. Not like my likes, my dislike, no. I will tell you my tribe so you know everything about me. That's basically what it is. This whole thing is so, that's what the culture is. That's what the prevailing knowledge is. It's really terrible. So yeah, when people rally behind a concept which is tribal, it's not something that exists in reality. It's just a concept that people follow. Yeah, people are gonna gather, rally behind it, and try to get to others. That is the thing with collectivism. If belonging to a particular group is more important than individual preference, yeah, conflicts always arise with that. Always. One, within the group, there's always going to be factions, there's always going to be conflicts. And outside the group as well, accepting others outside that group, it's conflict. Conflict will arise as a result of that. So what am I saying? You know, I'm saying that I believe that government shouldn't exist. But if you are concerned that, well, people are going to kill themselves, I will probably say yes. Because people, most people are raised irrational. We believe in concepts that don't exist in reality, and we value them more than individual preference. Government is one of those things that have arisen as a result of this irrational behavior. So yes, people are going to gather, conquer, like people have always done in Africa and all over the world. An African tribe will go and conquer another African tribe, sell them as slaves to Arabs, to Europeans. But the bottom line is, what are you going to do? Would you encourage more violence, which is what government is? Or would you go in and start really telling people about this? This is something I never knew. Like, it's totally, I couldn't fathom how I would have known this. I really cannot wait to go back to home, Africa, Nigeria, and really set up like a little meeting with one or two who are interested. I'll probably call it peaceful parenting. And we'll sit down and learn about what science says about peaceful parenting. About valuing your preference over the group, over a non-existent thing. But again, that is because people have to comply, because if you don't, you are ostracized. But someone has to break out of it so that others will see it as not impossible. That's how you break out of anything bad. Someone will take a fall for it. So if I don't marry my daughter with it to my tribe, and I lose my family because they think that is bad, I lose my friends, okay, I've taken a major fall, but that's fine. I can leave. But I guarantee you, I'm going to get other people that will rally behind me, that are from my tribe. You see, what you did is good. So now I just converted those people to respecting individual rights. So maybe their children, they might allow their children. And their children will take less fallback. That's how things really work. So yeah, people are kind of doing it not to be ostracized. But someone needs to break up from that kind of thing. So yeah, that's really one of the things that I really want to do when I move home to run my school, because I really want to go home, complete my school, go home and teach myself and run the school by myself. Or at least I'm teaching or doing something. If you don't know what school is it, I've said this in my previous podcast, that my family is currently working on building a skill acquisition center. We're buying the land right now. Basically, we want to teach skills. We want to learn how to do something with teacher. So, anyways, so that is something that people don't have that knowledge for. I had no idea that my tribe isn't everything. That my individual preference is better than the collective preference. It is amazing what an enlightenment this is. I'm really grateful for this. And if you know this, you should be grateful. So that's my advice, really, what you can do to help the situation. Really start to debunk this idea that your decision is less important than any kind of collective decision. And slowly the society around it will start to change. And once that happens, then progress is going to happen. Then people are not going to kill themselves if government doesn't exist or government exists. People are not going to rally behind an idea, a concept like tribal, and kill other tribes, right? Because by then, the tribal affiliation is less important than your preference. So if, like, even when they invite you, like, no, thank you, I won't go. And you'll be fine. People won't ostracize you because you didn't go. Because people are enlightened, are placing, like, yeah, he has his individual preference, and we shouldn't ostracize him. We should continue to do business with him, see him as a nice person, and so on. So I think that's what I would do. But to conclude, really, if you are worried people are going to rally and form another kind of government on their own, you are absolutely right. Because most of the world really believe in concepts. Tribe, culture. People place more value in them than than individual choices. And if that is in place, it doesn't matter whether there is government or there is no government, people are going to rally somehow to oppress others. So really, it seems like me, the best way is to tackle both the reduction of government and the enlightenment of people about respecting individual choices. Not using violence, of course. If I say no and you use violence against me, is a respect. You are respecting my choice. So telling people that not to use violence to do things, raising children peacefully and so on and so forth. I think I've gone in cycles. But that, again, it's me. That's what I do. That's probably one of the things you enjoy, I bet, listening to this. If any person is listening at all. But I do know people are listening and I appreciate it. And going in cycles. People don't like it. People don't like it. I'm working on it. So. All right. Thank you very much. And I will talk to you later.